Aloha.
Shout out Pearl Harbor, by the way.
Hello and welcome. We're back from the BallerLifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner, episode number 572 of the show. Thank you.
I forgot my ring light.
Oh, yeah. Click. Oh, yeah. Is it on? Oh, you got to find it? And Ed got a new chair. Everybody look at Ed's new chair.
Oh, I've had it for like a couple months. Yeah, Michelle finally.
Is that a gaming chair? Are you sitting in a gaming chair? Ed, is there something we need to know?
It was the cheapest chair. It was like $80 on Amazon. I was like, fine. I just need something where I can sit.
Did you?
The first setting, it's going to be like crazy bright.
Let's see it. Oh, Ed's been blinded. What? What'd you do with the other chair? Did you just roll it out to the street?
I just rolled it to the curb. And you know what? It's like, I think after metal furniture, after 8 o'clock on Thursday night, and it was gone. I rolled it out at 8:05 and by 8:12,
it's gone. Yeah. Cause that is
somebody wanted that shitty chair.
Well, it still functioned as a chair. It was just
disgusting.
It was just, and this is one of my all time disgusting words. It was just sloughing. It was,
oh, I've never even heard that.
You don't know that word? It's like what your skin does when you
fucking gross.
When you have leprosy or something. It was just sloughing.
Chair and leprosy.
Yeah, it was sloughing its finish off.
Yeah, I just Googled through Amazon search. I was like, cheap chair.
Yeah.
And it just came up with one of these gamer chairs.
Yeah. Oh, it's beautiful.
You can put in a massage thing and there's a whole thing. I don't need any of that, but I just wanted the cheapest because I wasn't going to
like a
lazy boy or some shit. Like I just wanted, you know,
I understand, shit. You know, this backfired on me recently and I did a series of Insta stories about it. And I was at Costco and I never even walked down this area where they have like the shoes and the socks and the underwear and all that, the belts.
I haven't been to one of those in a while, but I do know there's an area. There would be like a stack of books and like socks.
Yeah.
And
shit in the middle. And look, you don't think you would be into it, but sometimes you roll into the middle and you see like some Puma running shoes or Adidas and they're like made just for Costco. So you're like, I've never seen these anywhere before. And they're $32. Like,
I kind of like shit.
Yeah. Where are you going to get some running shoes for $32? So I was in there not that long ago and they had, do you remember this brand? Did this make it to the East Coast? They were mostly known for their hiking boots. High Tech. You know High Tech? Okay. Well, I, and this is what I talked about in my story. When I was in about eighth grade, if you're from Southern California and you're around my age, this was a big deal. You needed to have a pair of High Tech brand hiking boots at some point. It was just like, they were very in style. It was kind of like a Timberland, but
yeah, there was a phase and they're still kind of cool, but there was a phase where Tim's were like,
people
needed the hiking boots.
These were like that, but they weren't so much like a work boot look as they were like what Jay Stu probably wears in his videos when his super hot girlfriend Christina is forcing him out there on the weekends to do hikes. He invited me on one a couple weeks ago, and I had other plans, but I'm gonna meet up with Jason and do one of his hikes with him. So anyway, I'm walking through Costco, Ed, and and I see these running shoes, and I go, or like walking shoes. They're like, you know how everything's kind of like a Hoka ripoff now where it's just like, it's got the huge, disgusting huge sole. It's the ones with the big, I don't know.
I know.
Came out of nowhere.
I'd never heard of Hoka, yeah. And then I see them everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, it came out of nowhere.
Yeah, and they got the big sole. And I kind of have a wide, flat foot, so I can only wear certain shoes because the arch hits me in the arch. And so Hoka, I looked at those. I'm like, oh, they got that big, fat sole. They'll be perfect. Nope. They're too narrow. They're too narrow for me. But I'm walking through Costco, and I see these high techs, and they're like, they look like knockoff Hokas. And I'm like, a high techs back. And I go and I look at them. And
spelled as it sounds? I got to look up what this is.
H-I-T-E-C, high tech. So I'm walking through and I go and I see them. And look, Ed, they're ugly. Okay. They're super ugly, which
they don't look good.
Yeah. Which draws me to them. And I'm like, I might want these. And then, Ed, then I look at the price. $18 straight up. 1-8. And I'm like, they're basically free. Like, why not take a gamble on these shoes? So I kick off my one shoe. So I start looking. I'm on 11 and a half. So I'm looking for 11 and a half. And I'm digging. And then I find one. And there's two colors. There's black, which is the least disgusting. But then there's also like these blue gray ones.
Yeah, I'm looking.
Yeah, there's.
I mean, these are the ones. Look like shoes.
Yeah.
When you go on a class trip,
yeah.
And it's like some outdoorsy class trip, yeah. And there's the guy who works for the place. He's for class. Here's what we're doing.
Yeah.
It's that dude's shoes.
Yeah, they're the guy who works for the place's shoes. 100%.
Yeah, he's the park ranger guy. He's like, yeah. So over here,
yes,
in the 1940s,
this is the local fauna. Like, yeah. Yes, yeah. That's them. So, Ed, I go, I see some 11 and a halves, and of course, they're in the uglier color, the blues. And I'm like, okay. And I got to like dig, I got to like support the stack of shoes with one hand so I can Jenga my pair out of the bottom. And then I flip one onto the floor and I take my foot out of my current shoe and I slide it in there. And I go, oh, this is a nice fit. It's a nice width for me too. So I bought these. They're still downstairs in the closet. I bought these suckers and took them on a walk, and it was kind of nice because they weighed about 18 pounds each. So it was like, it was
a weighted vest of shoes.
Yeah, it was a weighted vest. Yeah, exactly. It was like those things that my grandpa, those ankle weights that my grandpa used to put on to go on walks to be fit. And I'm like, I have these like built in. It's like weighted shoes. So you get a little extra workout. And I'm like, they're cool. These are great. And, you know, they're comfortable enough, a little heavy. Went on a couple walks with them. And then all of a sudden, Ed, I'm like, what is this crippling back pain I have? Like, what? I can barely get out of bed today. And then I went on a couple more walks.
High-teched?
Yes, I got high-teched. And I was like, and then one day I felt better. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know. I must have worked out too hard at the gym or something. I just got to work on my form. Then I went on another walk and I put those shoes on again. And the next day, my whole back was locked up, Ed. I was having to roll on the foam roller and shit. And I go, I finally realized, it's these fucking $18 high techs. I wore them two times, maybe three. And then I was.
Take care of your feet.
Yes. And then I was too ashamed to bring them back to Costco because I threw the box away and stuff. I was too ashamed to bring them back to Costco. So I'm going to have to donate them. But maybe I could put them out on the street. I could also put them out on the street with a free sign, much like your chair, and be like, free high techs. They're back. Get some high tech
shoes. Sorry about your back.
Yes. Yeah. Sorry in advance.
You brought up Jay Stu.
Oh, good guy.
And I read a post of his today.
Oh no.
On what he would call X.
Oh yeah, he calls it X. Yeah.
Yeah. So
he
I saw a tweet of his today. He was commenting on Anthony Edwards getting fined. Because Anthony Edwards, people were talking trash to him, like Laker fans, and he's like, I got a bigger dick than you, or something like that.
Yeah.
And he got fined.
I bet that's true.
This is what you want the face of the league to be? Or something like that. Like, yes.
Yeah.
I absolutely want. I love that a guy is not going to pretend he doesn't hear someone talking shit.
Yeah.
And he's going to be like, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm packing heat.
My dick's bigger than yours. Yeah.
I love that. Factual. About him.
I love it too. Yeah, that's great. So Jay Stu has like, he's like a hot take machine. Like he's pivoted. He's in his Colin Cowherd era where he's like, here's the thing about that. It's, and not, of course, I'm not talking about Jay Stu because Jay Stu is a treasure, but I'm saying people like that. Mm-hmm. Who Jay Stu happens to be one of, they're so fucking predictable. Like they're all, remember Colin Cowherd was all up in arms that I think Aaron Rodgers wore his hat backwards. He was like, oh, this is what you, and it was the same, it was the exact same thing. This is the face of your league. This guy, he wears his hat, he's thumbing his nose at the fans with his hat backwards. It's like, bro. Now Jay Stu's doing the same thing.
It's like when people, I've read a few takes over the last like week or two.
Yeah.
People shocked about the direction that Bill Maher's gone. It's like, didn't we know this is where this was ultimately heading?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like Larry David dunking on.
Oh, I didn't see any of this. I don't know any of this. Yeah. Jay Stu, I have the same, not Jay Stu. I mean, people like Jay Stu that have those opinions. That's all I'm talking about. Okay. You ready, buddy?
Yeah.
Let's talk about some people who have died. Oh, wait. I'm not on the right. Just hold on a second. Now let's talk about some people who have died.
Just tell us who is dead now. Just tell us who is dead now. It's a sad segment,
very sad,
and it will not be an update on who's alive.
Nope.
Let's get a tragic update.
Tragic update.
Cause Ed Daily has been keeping up on who just died.
Yep.
Cause we're about to hear from Ed on which celebrities are dead. So tell me who died.
Who died? Who died? Who died?
Ed, tell us. Who died this week?
Well, I got two to add from today. First one,
surprise ones?
Yeah, I mean, one you may have heard of, one you definitely haven't heard of. But we mourn the passing of former Orioles outfielder Cheeto Martinez, the only native of Belize to play in the majors.
Wow.
And my buddy, I just sent it to him. I was like, you ever heard of this guy? And he goes, sounds like the name of a bad guy on Starsky and Hutch. R.I.P. Cheeto. Which I thought that was kind of funny.
Cheeto Martinez, R.I.P. You don't hear too many Belizeans. You know what I know about Belize is, one, it's the only non-Spanish speaking country in Central America. Their national language, I guess, is English for whatever reason. Belize probably to attract expats. So that's one thing I know. Okay. B, I know that the McAfee dude was holed up there when he was letting the locals shit on him down in Belize.
What?
Yeah, John McAfee. Oh, there's a great talk. There's a great documentary about it.
I thought you were talking about Pat McAfee. What?
He might eventually end up in Belize.
Tank top.
John McAfee was down there and he was basically like running death squads and stuff and making like custom like designer meth. And then he would have the locals come over and he would have them sit in a hammock with a hole cut in the bottom, which he would get under. And then they would have a shit onto John McAfee. That's it. That happened in Belize. Okay.
Like a modern spin on Danny Thomas.
Yes. They were doing a Danny Thomas, but more contact. I believe Danny Thomas was under
He just liked looking. He liked the visual Danny Thomas.
Now that can't be real, right? The Danny Thomas. Like it was supposedly on a glass table. Yeah. I mean, yeah. There isn't that rumor about me. Like no one's like, Brian, he loves being shit on under a glass table. Like, so that
Ed loves getting hand jobs and hot air balloons. Like, no,
never.
That would never happen.
That's a good point. The third thing I know from a documentary is the rapper Shine, who really he's really Puffy's first victim.
Right. There's a lot of darkness over Shine.
A lot. But Shine from Belize. That's what I know about police. Now Cheeto Martinez, which in honor of Cheeto, we're going to be naming this episode Cheeto Martinez. Okay, continue, Ed.
And then you will know this guy, longtime ESPN broadcaster Mike Patrick, dead at 80.
No.
He was the first Thursday night football guy. He worked a ton of college football and college basketball.
I remember him well because there was Dan Patrick, and I always assumed they were brothers, and they're not, because Dan Patrick is not, that's not even his real name.
Oh, it isn't?
No, his name's Dan, it's Pugh, P-U-G-H, Dan Patrick Pugh. Yeah, I'd change it too.
Yeah, I get it.
Yep.
I liked when they would cut to the booth sometimes.
Yeah.
And he didn't quite put away the Marlboro Red. So you would see, I mean, Mike Patrick, there was always a lid heater.
I remember Mike Patrick well. R.I.P. I'm surprised he's that old.
Yeah, 80.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
Good long run. R.I.P. Mike Patrick. Who else died, Ed?
R.I.P. Wink Martindale. Guys of a certain age who were homesick from school would know him. He was the game show host of Tic-Tac-Toe and High Rollers, 91 years old.
Just one of those guys, just stunning development that he was alive in 2025. Like, who had...
91 this year?
Yes, who had...
When we were sixth graders and we were watching Tic-Tac-Toe...
Thought he was in his late 70s.
That dude was in his 50s?
Yeah. Stunning. Also, Wink. You just don't run into too many Winks anymore, you know? Hey, I'm Wink.
I wonder if there was any mix up with Twinks. I don't know.
Yes.
Also, he definitely was the Giants defensive coordinator, maybe Michigan. There's a guy named Martindale.
Oh,
he just gets the nickname Wink. Like, he's a defensive coordinator, loves blitzing. He's been at a bunch of places. And I feel like I also knew of, in sports, another guy named Martindale. And it's like, well, his nickname's Wink Martindale. It's all because of this dude. He was a famous game show host from like the 60s, 70s, 80s.
Just what a gig. All these guys like Dick Clark, Wink.
And you'd work like Bob, 3 weeks a year. Yeah,
Bob Barker. They were all fucking DJs. That's it. There were guys with Bob Eubanks. Yeah. Bob Eubanks and Wink Martindale are basically the same guy. If you look at pictures of them, they look exactly like. They all were just fucking deep. They were just dudes with good voices introducing records.
Good voices. And they fixed up their teeth real nice.
Yeah, they got their teeth nice. They smoked a lot of cigarettes. Yeah. They got their teeth capped. They looked good in a suit. And then they started making game. This Merv Griffin started making game shows, and he was like, get me these DJs. And these fucking DJs lived high on the fucking hog. They didn't do shit. They fucking read the fucking question. They introduced the prize. I mean, there is no easier job in the world.
It was great.
And then they'd be at happy hour at 5 o'clock every night, getting their dick sucked. Like, nothing better than being a game show in the late 70s, early 1980s.
Wink Martindale, no matter who he was with, I'm not sure which, you know, side of the aisle he was on, but like, that dude had lots of sex and made a lot of money.
Yes. Unbelievable.
And had a lot of shivas by 4th.
100%. Yeah. It's just a great life. R.I.P. Wink Martindale.
Great life.
Yes.
R.I.P. Pope Francis, 88. Just a few hours after meeting J.D. Vance.
I mean, we predicted his demise weeks ago. Yeah,
he's not dead yet.
Yeah.
I will say, you know, I have my issues with the Catholic Church.
Sure.
This fucking dude would be like, the treatment of Palestinians is bullshit.
Yep.
Hey, you know what? Gay people are actual people.
Yeah, it's true.
And I saw a funny Neil Brennan routine where he's like, yeah, they asked him, like, do pets go to heaven? He's like, I'm going to say yeah. Yeah, they go to heaven. Like, he was calling it fast and loose, and I like that.
Yeah.
I really didn't agree with everything. I'm like, you know.
Yes.
But, like, he was a guy who's a step in the right direction.
I agree.
Know people hated his guts because he he was a step in the right direction.
Yeah, I agree with you. He was, he was the progressive Pope.
See, Pope, like, just before him, right?
Yeah. And speaking of that, like, he would, every single day, he would call the Catholic diocese in Gaza. Like, he was, he called it what it was, a genocide. He was progressive in that way. And the next guy is, I'm just guessing this conclave is not good. They're not looking for progress. Yeah. That
pendulum is going.
Yes. They're taking a step back. Yeah. R.I.P. And look, maybe here's what I want to guess happened is he met this J.D. Vance, and he was either bored to tears, bored to death, literally. Yeah, yeah. Or he left and somebody was like, Mr. Pontiff, I need to show you something. And then he just went through reams and reams of the J.D. Vance photoshops, which just absolutely just never get old to me. Like, they're all so fucking funny. And this Pope Benedict probably lost his shit. He was laughing so hard and that was it.
The fuck, marry, kill was just a picture of the couch, his wife, and the Pope.
Yeah. That's amazing. R.I.P. Pope Benedict. Good dude. Yeah.
R.I.P. Aaron Bupenza. Aaron. He was a former FC Cincinnati soccer player. He was playing in China, I believe. Yeah. 28, fell from an 11-story building in China. I don't know if it was I've decided to fall from the 11th story I've partied too hard and fell.
Right. Or was he critical of Vladimir Putin ever?
Or I have a problem with Putin or Xi.
Yes.
Xi Jinping. Winnie the Pooh. I don't know.
Yes. Yeah.
Either way.
Very sad.
28 is too early
That's
to go. Very
much
sad.
Too young. R.I.P. Aaron Bupenza, FC Cincinnati.
R.I.P. Don Hasselbeck, former NFL tight end and father of two quarterbacks.
Matt.
70 years.
And Tim. Tim's the one that played, right?
I think the other way around.
Matt
was like the Seahawks who played. Tim got a little run on a shitty Redskin team that became a wild card team. Yeah.
Matt.
And married.
Oh, the survivor lady.
Yes. And I Elizabeth. Saw them at a bar on the Upper East Side.
Yeah.
At the time, I was wearing a Redskin hat and he had just finished his season. And this guy shows up with a super cute girl and he comes up to me and he's like, nice hat.
Oh,
it's because he was the Redskin
shut the fuck up. Wow. Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
Upper East End.
Very attractive in my opinion. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Let's talk about some sports.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my cool rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. I'm Mino Troy on DVD.
Ed, what is going on in the world of sports?
DeMar DeRozan got into an altercation at a sushi restaurant. And if you haven't seen the video.
Oh, yeah.
Some dude just jams his phone.
Yes.
Face while he's sitting at a restaurant. And DeMar got ticked off and it escalated.
I really, really hope that this doesn't result in DeMar DeRozan having to pay a settlement to this piece of shit, because anybody that walks up to you and shoves a fucking camera in your face
at a restaurant
and is clearly attempting to annoy you and is trying to get a reaction, they deserve a full DeRozaning. Like, this is like, just let him beat the fuck out of him.
Hands.
Yeah,
he should be able to do this. Like, he's not a zoo animal.
No.
He's a human being.
Yes.
His season is over.
Yes.
Like, let him just eat at a restaurant.
Yeah. Just let the man live his life. The video won't play Yahoo Sports. want to play.
I saw the video where it's like the guy puts the camera like 8 inches from his face while he's trying to eat at a restaurant.
Yeah. Yeah. Just like
fuck all the way off.
Yeah. And his poor woman is like, it's not worth it, DeMar. You know, like it just
so ruined his night.
Yeah. Did it say where this was? Is this in L.A.? Can't be in L.A.
He plays for the Kings, but I think the season's over.
Yeah. Yep. That's true. Either way, like I don't see this happening in LA. It probably is. It seems like a small town.
I mean, he went to USC. I don't know where he's from.
Yeah, I think he's from. Oh yeah, it is. Oh, Yume Sushi in Calabasas. Unbelievable. Yeah, leave. Let this man leave. Let's not normalize this behavior.
Get a free shot on this.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Fuck that guy.
LeBron James appeared to respond to Kevin Gates' comments about he doesn't like the way LeBron's wife, Savannah, looked at him. Like, he pretty much said, like, there's kind of a boss vibe to when his wife looks at LeBron.
Oh! Like,
I don't want to be with a woman that, like, you know, looks at me with a disapproving look and shit like that. I think that's what was going on.
Yeah. Now, look, Kevin Gates, and look, I'm never going to defend LeBron James. Like LeBron James is, I'm no fan of LeBron James. And to a man, I've never met a Laker fan that is. So that's all I'll say about LeBron James.
I will say my favorite thing about LeBron before you go.
Oh, tell me.
I love all the pictures of LeBron being like, pretending to read a book, and it's always on page one.
Best.
Like the classic.
I love that
like,
too. Moby Dick.
Just felt like reading Moby Dick. Yeah. And it's just page one. Yeah. Was thinking about reading Dostoevsky. Yeah. And it's just page one. It's like, come on, buddy. We know. You're not reading these books.
That's funny because sometimes I'll go to the flea market, Ed. Yeah. And I'll I like to read like rock and roll memoirs, you know, so that's kind of what I'm looking for. But if I see some classics, here's a good example right here. Tropic of Capricorn.
Yeah.
Henry Miller. Yeah.
I think there's a Seinfeld episode where he didn't return that book.
Yes.
I think that's Bookman.
Yes. Bookman. So I'm like, you know what? This is one of those classics I should probably read. Here's my review. Unreadable. Can't just get rid of it. I also will buy like philosophers. Like I could see over there, I have some Camus. Because I want to be known as somebody that's read Camus. Do I understand it? No. Downstairs, I got some Foucault. You want to know about Foucault? I'll tell you about Foucault. Now, I don't look. It's on my phone.
If someone's over, you can be like, that's Foucault.
It's on my mantle.
You just point to
it's on my mantle. So when people come over and they look to the mantle, they're going to go, oh, this fucking Brian guy's reading Foucault. Like, I better fuck him.
Maybe I should listen to
him. This Brian needs to be fucked right away. He obviously reads Foucault.
Knowledge right out of him.
Yes, exactly. Yes, that's, maybe he can deposit some of that Foucault into me.
While Book Fair mentioned, I told you I was starting to listen.
Yeah.
The Jeff Perlman book about Bo Jackson.
Oh, fantastic.
Last Folk Hero.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. I need to know everything about Bo Jackson. So I get that LeBron James does that. Now, I'm not going out in public. And also, I'm not bringing a glass of wine to the bench when I'm hurt. Okay? Because you look like a bitch. But in this case, I will say, I got to take LeBron James' side in this one, because the guy who's criticizing him, Kevin Gates, is a guy that bragged about having sex with his cousin. So, and I think, here, look, I think this might be the clip.
So you ready for the smoke?
I don't want no smoke, but I ain't turning none down.
Did you really fuck your cousin?
He pulled me to the side and said, baby, that's your cousin. I ain't about to stop.
What?
So, let's just, like, take it with a grain of salt. You know, like, hey, I don't like the way his wife looks at him, but I do like the way my first cousin looks at me naked.
And I'll do a little teaser for you.
Tell me.
This isn't the only cousin fucking story we're going to talk about later.
There's more cousin fucking.
We got more
cousin. The Roosevelts? Are we getting into the Roosevelts in a little bit?
Yeah, maybe, sort of. We'll get there.
So in this case, well, I'm on the side of LeBron James, not on the side of Kevin Gates. Yeah. What else?
The late, great Mike Leach allegedly once had to be talked out of putting a little person in the backfield and throwing him over the line of scrimmage in short yardage situations.
Look, I mean, what?
Eddie Goodell.
Yeah, yeah. Chess, not checkers. But what are they trying to outlaw right now, Ed? The tush push.
Well, which they should.
Yeah, it's not a sure, play. Sure. But why'd they have to outlaw it? Because somebody tried doing it. So you're telling me that on the 53-man... you could even do like a Sproles situation. Sproles was like 5'7".
Yeah, just give him the little, yeah, you know, the 1-2
yeah,
boost.
Yeah, or get a big O lineman to grab him by the legs and just fucking whip him over that thing. This look
like hammer throw him.
Yes, yes, yeah. Start in the backfield.
Say hold the ball with two hands and then hammer throw him, spin him around, and then just let him go.
Let him go. You're gonna get 5 yards every single time. Look, this is just like my wall offense with either Steph Curry or Caitlin Clark. You bring Caitlin Clark to the NBA, you start her and four other 6'9" guys, and you have the four 6'9" guys get like run down the court in front of Caitlin Clark. And then she just shoots a three over him every time.
On the kickoff.
Yes. Yes.
Team.
Yeah.
Like a wedge.
You'd have to come up with a wedge buster. Look, you do a thing until you can't do a thing. And this Mike Leach was an innovator. He was such a gift to us. And he's gone. You know what else he gave us, Ed? He gave us, almost said Baker Mayfield, but no, it's who's the guy? Gardner Minshew. Gardner Minshew had graduated. He had moved on. He went to Eastern Carolina. He was done. And this Mike Leach caught some tape
come
of him.
To Wazoo.
And he said, hey, I like to throw it 50 times a game. You're the kind of kid that can do that. I see those big balls dragging on the ground. Like, come on over to Wazoo. And guess where Gardner Minshew is now? I don't know exactly, but he's in the NFL. I know that much.
He keeps getting that paycheck.
That's right. Because he fucking can play. Because Mike Leach took a flyer on him. Mike Leach was a fucking genius. He's gone too soon. I think the COVID might have got him. It was around that time.
I think it was like 2 years ago or last year.
Oh, maybe.
Ooh. It was like a little post
long COVID.
Yeah. But I'm one of the people who thinks they should get rid of the tush push, but they keep saying, well, there's nothing wrong with it. If you do that play and you say, oh, so it's okay to help a teammate, and you do that play,
yep,
you get a few touchdowns or first downs.
Yep.
And then they say, well, you can't. Because like what? Otherwise, you're discriminating against little people?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So someone should still do it just because Mike Leach had to be talked out of it. Yeah.
Expand the rosters to 53 and a third. And then you just get, one at each team gets one little person. Yes. Yes. Beetlejuice. You get Beetlejuice out there.
Think of the marketing.
Yes, that's the guy you want. It would be tough.
High fived him and hand probably pretty dirty. I watched it like a half hour after
that. It would be tough to find a helmet for whatever his condition is.
Yeah. What is that? Size 4 1/4? Yeah,
even like a children's size helmet would be Hank the Angry Drunken Dwarf, R.I.P.
A nacho helmet. Yes. Just give him like a little nacho helmet.
What, Ed? What about Eric the Actor? You snap the ball to Eric the Actor.
With him.
March 11th, 3/11.
March 11th. He was a few years older than me, but yes, he was a March 11th boy.
You snap the ball. You just have Eric the Actor. Yeah, hold the ball. You snap the ball. He's so little that somebody runs a post and you just throw Eric the Actor to the next guy. Yes. I mean, what's...
So many possibilities.
We figured this shit out, right? And R. it's all thanks to Mike Leach, the best. I love this idea.
The NBA fined Kevin Durant $50,000 for offensive and derogatory DM exchange with Michael Rapaport.
For DM?
Michael Rapaport he's just like worst. Totally ratted him out.
Yeah.
He just like, he gets into a fight and then he's like, hey, he's telling me to go suck a dick or some shit like that. Or he's calling him a cocksucker or something.
Michael, look. I think I haven't encountered, I'm not on Twitter anymore, so I haven't encountered Michael Rapaport in a long time. He is the worst. I will say.
He's a troll.
He's annoying. He spits when he talks. He yells a lot. He's great. He's a great actor. Like he just plays the one character, But he's good as that character. He had that good episode of Louie where he was like Louie's loser buddy. And like, if he just like, that's the thing. You're an actor. You say other people's shit. So just shut the fuck up and say the shit. Like, if you were smart, you wouldn't be an actor. So just be an actor.
That being said,
no.
Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
Just the most fragile piece of shit. Like, he doesn't have to be responding to every, having burner accounts, and he's DMing, and he's going on tirades against Michael. Michael Rappaport is a known troll. This is what he does. But like, you cannot, like, relax. You're worth, how much money has he made in his career?
200 million, at least. More.
I would say 400. Over on that.
Yeah.
He's got titles. He's the most fragile dude. He's arguing with 16-year-old boys on Twitter. Is.
Yeah, and it's like he's one of the best to ever play the game. Like he's just like watch like any kind of highlights of him because
was the first ballot guy like 7 years ago.
Yes, he's 7 feet tall. He can fucking put it on the deck and go around anybody and make a layup, or he could just shoot over you all day long like Curry. He's so fucking good.
Jill.
Yes, he's such a bitch. I've never in my life encountered a Kevin Durant fan. Have you ever seen somebody in a number 35 jersey or whatever he was on the Golden State Warriors?
When he had his big free agency moment when it was going to be either the Knicks or the Nets.
Yeah.
I remember going out for drinks with my buddy who's a Nets fan. And I said, look, the Knicks have been dog shit forever.
Yeah.
For the Knicks' sake, it's probably best if they sign him.
Yeah.
But I will never really get on board with him as like cheering for him.
No.
So like, cause I recognize his greatness.
So good.
But I was not excited. Like if the Knicks don't get him, at least I never have to cheer for that fucking dude.
Totally. Yeah, no. And also, look, the guy who came up with the fucking wall offense, Kevin Durant is the perfect guy. He's the prototype for my wall offense, and I can't even get behind him. Like, that's, like, he's the number one seed.
70 a game in
Yes, of course he would. Okay, his salary this season, Ed?
Over 50?
51,179 just this year. Also under contract for a whole nother season at almost $55 million.
Phoenix Suns,
yeah,
are the only team that didn't even qualify for the play-in and don't have a draft pick. They're not in the lottery and didn't have any possibility of making the playoffs
because they gave them all away for Bradley Beal, who I announced would be a terrible signing. And then they did
bad team guy.
Yes. Then they did the unthinkable. They gave him a fucking no trade clause. So not now you got one of the biggest albatrosses in the history of the league, and you can't get anybody to take him unless he decides he wants to go there. Kevin Durant career earnings, $497 million plus. Pretty good. Pretty good gig.
It's a good gig.
Yeah. Okay. What else, Ed?
We're bringing it back to J.D. Vance. Oh. Besides murders a few days earlier, the Ohio State Buckeyes were at the White House to celebrate the national championship.
Yeah.
And J.D. Vance just fumbled the trophy and dropped it on the ground. This dude.
Wasn't he in the Marines? I think he was.
I think there was a lot of like fake background with him with his hillbilly elegy. This dude, he is the most vice president he could be.
He
like that show Veep was making fun of like how anemic the whole powers of the vice president are.
It's nothing. They don't even know the president.
He went to India and there was a mass shooting where 24 people died today. He's the most vice president. Like vice president is like such of a joke position unless the president gets killed.
Right. Yeah. That's all it is. Yeah. You're hoping that your boss gets murdered. That's the only.
You have the same amount of power as the first lady. Like you can promote like your little pet projects, yeah. But like, you don't actually do anything.
Yeah. Let's teach the kids to read, you know, or in his case, like, let's not let kids read or whatever he's probably into. I'm not sure.
Yeah. I don't know. But it's just, he's kind of like a Forrest Gump of bad things happening.
He's great. He's great. Somebody pointed out that he wears eyeliner, and I don't know if that's true.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've seen the pictures. Like, clearly Trump, you know, Trump, I remember reading a story where they said Trump came back from a commercial shoot when he was, like, filming a McDonald's commercial with Grimace or something,
yeah.
And he was wearing the makeup. And somebody's like, hey, your coloring looks better. And then from that point forward, and that's where we've gotten this exaggerated, like, arms, because he wears makeup all the time. And so when he didn't like the way J.D. Vance looked, like, J.D. Vance now, like, wears makeup.
Yeah.
There's pictures like, before and after. Like, he's clearly doing makeup stuff. Like,
yeah.
Because to Trump, everything is about how you look on TV. So totally. He has his people like wearing TV makeup type shit.
This is like, well, somebody one time told me I wasn't allowed to wear gray sweatpants when her friend was over because. Oh,
is this the person who stole your silverware?
No, different person. And I was like, and so I was like, I never thought of myself in gray sweatpants as being a problem. And then I'm like, oh, maybe I need to wear gray sweatpants more. Like if my dick looks pronounced in gray sweatpants, I should be wearing gray sweatpants all the time. It's like, if she had said nothing about it, then I would have forgotten I own gray sweatpants. Ed, there was one story that I forgot to get in this week. You know, Shannon Sharp is being, apparently.
Oh, yeah. I just saw his declaration video where he's like, I'm being shaken down. He's the same person who.
And now, down. I don't know. I don't think this is the one from his, that time he accidentally. That time he accidentally went live having sex. Because I distinctly recall in that one, he was like, that's my Michelle. That's my Michelle right there. You my Michelle.
Michelle Beatles, like, not
yeah,
me.
Yeah, not me. Yeah, yeah. Because this woman is called, hold on, Gabrielle Zuniga.
Any relation to Daphne of Melrose Place and Spaceballs?
Oh, and of course, the great John Cusack, Nicolette Sheridan movie.
Sure thing.
The Sure Thing, classic. I want you to put a dog collar around my neck and choke me with it while you're fucking me. Gabrielle Zuniga in a text message to Shannon Sharp. So this is like not.
Talking about choking.
Yes, yes. I
think that's the 17-second clip focuses on him talking about choking.
Yeah. Oh, and he's not into that.
His video. Yeah. I saw his video and he goes, play the whole clip. Play the entire, yeah. If I had it, I would release the entire thing. So look, maybe she's right.
Yes.
But he's like, please play the entire clip because there might've been some like sex talk.
Of course. About you. Of course. Right. It's all sex talk, you know? And it's like, if I were him, I would not be embarrassed of this. Like this is, they're being flirtatious, you know? And it's mostly her. I know you missed this. I know you missed this big juicy ass, $25,000 for each cheek. Oh, is that because she got one of those
Lloyds of London on her ass cheeks?
No, a Brazilian butt lift. She probably got a new ass.
Insured.
That's true. Yeah, like they like Vanna White with her legs. She had to get those legs insured by Lloyds of London. The lawsuit filed by Gabrielle Zuniga and orchestrated by her attorney, Tony Busby. Now, see, Tony Busby, I feel like I could see some chains hanging out of his shirt. And
Tony Busby, in his video, he goes, he's the guy who sued XYZ. He's a famous, like, lawsuit dude.
He is, yeah. He's not, I feel like he's probably better than who's our guy? Budabar. Jeez, Holic.
Oh.
Yeah. I feel like he's probably better. Yeah, I feel like this.
Where we're at.
Yeah.
He's on the goal line of the courtroom right now. We got fourth and goal.
I want to put my tongue in your asshole and then marry you. Look. Sometimes you fall for that. I'm not.
I've seen proposals in movies. I've never seen that move. But hey, it's crazy enough. It might just work.
They're all from her. That's my daddy. Fuck, I want you to put a big black baby in me.
Wait, how do you propose with your tongue in an asshole?
You better crave it because you're going to be stuck with it for life after you put a big black baby in me. See, that's not very sexy. That's not...
Yeah, we're talking about babies?
I would have run away. Anyway, I hope Shannon Sharp, Unk, is able to survive this.
Yeah, I hope he didn't do it.
He didn't do it.
That's the case.
He didn't.
I hope he... I don't think so.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like
yes.
It. But I hope... If, in fact, he didn't do it,
yeah.
That this shit gets dismissed.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah. Be careful out there, guys. Okay. Ed, let's talk some, or let's play some voicemails.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring and worthless. But he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than Ish. His thoughts are useless. Shit. He's fat and got big tits. He's Manuel in Gardenia.
Okay, couple voicemails this week.
Brian, Ed, fan, big fan of fan. He's a Dolomite guy. Hey, job interview today. Hoping I'm back soon. Love you, boys.
Is that our guy Dolomite? Has his voice changed?
He's dead.
Yeah, he sound. I thought he died.
He sounds different.
Is that an impersonator? Your voice. You know how we called Darb in the OC a couple weeks ago because we had some questions.
Yeah.
He was like, "What's up with your voicemail? Like your outgoing voicemail? You sound so different." And if you like listen back to, and I wouldn't suggest anybody do this, if you listen back to like early episodes of this show, my fucking voice is has completely changed, and yours probably has too. Like as you get older. Your voice deepens. Yeah. It's like, I'm like, oh, I'm old as fuck now because I have a completely different voice. Dolomite. Wow. So ominous, buddy. I'm glad you've been resurrected. And we hope. Look, I've heard that the Friday night Ball Lifestyle podcast after show needs more porn star talk discussion, which I know you're known for. So. Maybe you'll be back on there soon. I can't wait. Let me know. Keep us abreast. Here's another one.
Hey, ballers. It's Ben.
Hey, Ben 906 from the Friday Night After Show.
Absolutely huge story rocking the bowling world. Oh. Obviously, I'm talking about bowling. What else am I calling about?
Bowling correspondent. Yep.
We know that Jason Del Monte, kind of a huge piece of shit just because he bowled with two hands.
I believe he's Australian too, right? Jason Belmonte is the...
Ginge?
No, that's the ginger assassin. Bite your tongue, Ed. The ginger assassin is the lefty. I believe he bowls one-handed, though. And Jason Del Monte, he's one of those two-hander dudes. And I believe
there's a whole bunch of them.
Most of the best guys are two-handed. Like, apparently, it's
like those shitty-looking putters that there was a stretch where everybody had the big, like...
Because they work better.
I don't even know how they would work better. It seems like you'd have less control with those
things. I don't know. They've been outlawed, though.
They've been outlawed, but there was a stretch.
Yeah.
When I would look at it, I'm like, how are you putting better like this?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree with you. Adam Scott was imagine if somebody saw that thing in your bag, because it would stick way out of your bag, and it's like, well, oh, there's that guy with
might
that thing.
Might as well have a dildo sticking
out of you. Yes, exactly. Less embarrassing. Okay, what's going on with Jason Del Monte?
But he was just recently in a huge scandal brought forward by a guy named Sean Rash. who seemingly turned him in for vaping while at the alley. Oh, with,
that's illegal?
I think if you've ever been to a bowling alley, that's pretty common.
Yeah.
And who cares? But I found out that that's against the rules. You actually can't be vaping while bowling.
Oh, because it's
an official rule, and you can be fined or suspended.
Because it could be, think about
it. Only smoke heaters while doing
it. Yeah, because what could you could be vaping a performance-enhancing substance, you know? It could be like amphetamine or something. I don't know what it could, I don't know what could, other than Miller Lite, I don't know what could it make you a better bowler. And I'm sure they're allowed to have a few Coors Lights or whatever while they're playing. I don't know. It's a bowling alley. Like, you can't be sober at a bowling alley.
It was on in bowling
alley. Yeah, as far as I know. And karaoke. It seems like there's always a bar in a bowling alley, and they're always doing karaoke in that bar. Anytime I've ever been into a bowling alley, the bowling alley bar, there's karaoke happening.
Doing such. And I can only, you know, I couldn't come up with anything else, but just like, what would Pete Weber think? I mean, Pete Weber, that dude had some challenges in terms of alcohol and drugs.
Yeah, that's right.
And like, what's he thinking about this today's like professional bowler if they're being fined or potentially suspended for vaping?
It's a great question.
I don't know. I can't help but think he all thinks they're just a bunch of bitches.
Yes.
Anyway, keep it baller.
Keep us abreast of any, if there's a suspension at hand for Jason Del Monte. I assert, Ed, that you know how there's the, there is, I think, still the F1 reality show
with Netflix.
Yeah. Drive to Survive. They have that. And then now there's a golfing one, I think, called Full Swing, I think, where they go, yeah, where they follow around golfers. And look, I think they try to do one with tennis as well. Like, oh, here's, David Nalbandian. I don't know. I can't think of any tennis. I don't know any tennis players. Obviously, I didn't watch the show. But I maintain that if they did a PBA reality show, yeah, because it's the stakes are like they're driving to like Ames, Iowa, and
grand.
Yeah, yeah. Like splitting a hotel room, four guys to a hotel room.
And you know, the two-handed bowlers being sitting down, yeah, like they would show that.
I bet you the one-handers don't stay in the alley with the two-handers, and the prize money's like $12,000 for the winner or whatever. So you know they got to hustle like Bigger and McCracken. They got to go around to some lanes on the way, like the Hustler, and hustle games, you know, and try to make a little money here and there. You know, they're trying to fuck barmaids. They probably have groupies
and succeeding.
Yes, yes, at the local lanes. Like, it's like the rest of these guys are rich as fuck. Like, you can't identify with Lando Norris driving a Ferrari to and from the track, or that one, they're the Finnish guy. I mean, it was a little weird on the F1 show, Ed. One of the drivers is from Finland. I can't remember his name.
Which is like a hybrid of Scandinavia and Russia.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. In between, yeah. And they were at home with him. And it was just him and his agent hanging out nude in the sauna. Just a couple dudes, just two guys, just chilling.
Which, by the way.
Yeah.
I have a buddy who's from Sweden, and a few years ago, I was like, you know, Finland and Scandinavia. He's like, they're not Scandinavian.
Oh, really?
They're not. I was like, They're like the fingers, and you got the Denmark below the fingers.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, they're not Scandinavian.
Finland isn't.
Finland is not. It's its own thing.
Really? That makes sense. And didn't Finland, now Finland was on the side of the Axis, the Allied, which is the good ones, Ed. The Allied. Yeah, he was on. They had a sniper in World War II that like killed like 200 and something Nazis alone.
I recommended this a few years ago. Yeah. I don't know what streamer it's on.
Yeah,
Sisu. Finnish dude kills a bunch of Nazis. Yeah. It's such a satisfying movie.
Oh, that sounds great. Nice. Yeah,
great.
I would love
SISU.
I would love that. I need to watch that. By the way, are you watching? You probably have watched it. The Studio on Apple. It's so good. It's so good.
Yeah.
Everything about it is so good.
Ike Barinholtz is good. I mean, Rogan's always good.
Yes. The writing, the way it's shot, the costuming. Who's that? Who's the little office assistant? She's like kind of Asian. The office assistant. I mean, I couldn't possibly be a bigger fan of hers, Ed. Like her, she's great. Like everybody's kind of, there's cameos and the people are just kind of like making Ron Howard.
Oh, Martin Scorsese?
Yes, Martin Scorsese. Yes. I mean, just Bryan Cranston's in there. I haven't finished it yet. It's just like...
I think it's still rolling out. I don't think you can finish it yet.
It's really good. I highly recommend the Studio.
Like, on Apple, also, Dope Thief is good.
Oh!
Dude, he's kind of pulling an Omar.
It's that British dude, right? It's that British black guy.
Bryan Tyree Henry.
Yes.
And he's ripping off drug dealers, but then kind of rips off the wrong drug dealer.
Yeah, I've seen the previews. I might watch that next.
Good.
Yeah. Okay. Here's one more.
Hey boys, what got me thinking was I can't remember her name, Diane Cannon, maybe whatever, the 88-year-old woman that is getting it on.
Yeah, she needs it.
If you guys were in the market. What's the upper and lower age limits on what you would do? Not a rich, famous person, but average looking lady. And you guys are we're all about the same age. So I was trying to figure what kind of range y'all would be looking at. So anyway, just curious.
I go case by case.
Case by case.
Yeah.
Except the lower it would be.
Yeah.
I don't know what my limit is, but it's definitely much higher than it used to be.
Yeah.
If I see a college kid these days, that used to be attractive to me.
Yeah.
And now it looks like a child.
Same.
So out on that, I don't know what my number is, but like, I would want to be with a woman.
Yeah.
Not a child. And in terms of older women, we've talked about Mary Steenburgens.
Oh,
sure.
Julie,
what's doing? But
Julianne Moore.
Oh, Julianne Moore! I saw her in person like 5 years ago. She looked ridiculous.
Was she with her husband Bart Freundlich?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I was only staring at her.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, she's
creeping her out at her Italian.
Yeah, she's in her 60s. Like, I mean, I get that these people are outliers, but like, that's what you're looking for. You know, Marissa Tomei, she's in her 60s. Would I have sex with her? Of course I would. Do you think I'm crazy?
Of course.
Yeah, absolutely. I get it on the low end. I would think like late 30s is like kind of pushing it. You know, like
I don't want to be with a girl.
No.
Want to be with a woman.
No, I'm with you, buddy. I'm with you. Okay. Thank you for that, LSU. Hold on. Emails. Isn't it ironic that 6 females get launched into space on a rocket shaped like a penis and the ride only lasted a few minutes? You can't make this shit up. Why are all these spacecraft shaped like dicks? Should we crowdfund a trip for Ed on one? Wouldn't that be the ultimate daily's choice? Also, what smells worse, a Subway restaurant or an airport bathroom? Happy Easter, fellas. That's from our buddy Matthew Richards. The thing about the Subways, it's such a distinct odor.
Right.
You know, you catch it from the street. It's the bread and it's disgusting. It's such a bad
somebody's
smell.
Somebody's walking out. You're 50 yards away. Somebody opens the door and walks out and you're like,
pass.
That's that fucking awful bread smell.
Yeah, disgusting. Okay, thank you for that, Matthew Richards. Hi, ballers. I had an idea for your 2026 bracket. The bracket will be called the Baller Lifestyle's Biggest Piece of Shit Championship, not including OJ Simpson. There would be 4 brackets, each consisting of different categories of people you talk about during the show. Category 1, sports figures. Highlighted matchup, Pete Rose versus Marge Schott. Favorite, the Blade Runner. I also get to hear diplomatic immunity in your South African accent, which is a personal favorite. Category 2, act
actors highlighted matchup, Will Smith versus Jada Pinkett, favorite Woody Allen. Category three, director producers, Harvey Weinstein versus Roman Polanski, favorite also Woody Allen. Category four, musicians highlighted matchup, Diddy versus R. Kelly, favorite Morgan Wallen for subjecting me to the worst 10 seconds of my life. Let me know what y'all think. Also, I think my red circle is about to expire. Renew, or are you guys going to Patreon? Adam in Houston. Yeah, I'm in the process.
Good question.
Yeah, I'm in the
question. Are we jumping to something?
We are. We're going to Believe, but red circle's kind of fucking me because all the, I mean, it's kind of like, it's kind of like inside baseball here, but when you know, everything's connected to our RSS feed, but because we do exclusive content, we have two shows of every show and they're not able to merge our show to the new network, Believe. We're going to the Believe network and we're going to start a Patreon soon. And it's taking longer than it should because of a lot of technical snafus, because we have so many episodes. We've done so many. They're having to move all the episodes over and they're running into snags. So we're working on that. But yeah, I wouldn't renew.
I love your idea, Adam, and we might do it.
Yeah.
I will say.
Yes.
He's a weirdo.
Yes.
But I don't agree with Woody Allen being a monster. No. I read a lot about this, and I get it. I read the guy's autobiography, and he's going to paint himself in a good way. But I listened to his arguments and then tried to read up on the arguments he made. And he's like, you know, Roman Polanski is, or what? Not Roman Polanski. What's what? Ronan Farrow.
Oh yeah, Satchel.
The point he made, he's like, he was in the room. He was like 4 years old at the time when he's reporting stuff, and he makes a case, and he goes, all these guys, the DA wanted to make a case for himself. He's like, everything was checked out. Like they would have charged me. And he also points out that he said to Mia Farrow when she found out that he was with Sun Yi, he goes, what are you going to kill me? And she goes, I'm going to do something worse. Yeah.
I mean, I don't, yes, I don't know. It
seems like, it's been pointed out. And also one of her kids sides with Woody and says she was crazy and we would like get up.
Moses.
And she would say, today we're going to talk about how crazy and how evil Woody is. Like, just saying that. It when people just reported as fact that this dude was raping kids.
Like, yeah.
I think Woody Allen is a super weirdo. And what we were just talking about, that we like being with a woman, I think he did have like a young girl fantasy, but
he did.
I don't
yeah.
know if there was something to this.
I'm kind of with you. Like the Sun Yi thing is pretty weird. And then all in the
crazy weird. Inappropriate, but
Manhattan, the whole storyline of Manhattan.
Kind of telling you, I get it.
Yes,
I'm just saying, hearing his argument and then reading up on like what were the facts, and it's like, I don't know.
Yeah, Ronan Farrow. It should be stated. There's a rumor. Oh, I got fucked on the and apologies to John Mulaney. I was hoping that my Kyle Brandt rant would go viral. Apparently nobody's interested in the fact that Kyle Brandt blocked me like a bitch. But I said that John Mulaney got a new face because I heard that on Travis Rogers' show. And then I looked it up. He just got a different haircut. He didn't get a new face at all. He's got the same ass face he ever had. He just changed his hair so it looks like he got a different face. So John Mulaney, in case you were going to go viral ranting back at me, I was mistaken on you getting a new face.
Like, it's like when you got a haircut, my grandfather would be like, oh, you just lowered your
ears. Yeah, got your ears lowered. Right. Yeah, it's a classic. Never gets old.
Yeah.
Here's another one. I think that's a great idea. The piece of shit. I mean, we talk about pieces of shit every fucking day. We'll come up with our own pieces of shit. Hi, Brian and Ed. Typically, my Twitter follow updates me on players that are selfish. However, this past weekend, I received no updates and had to find out on my own that Shohei Ohtani is selfish. Why can't Ohtani be a good guy and teammate like Pete Rose? Thanks. That's from G Fish. Yeah, that's a hill that Jay Stu will die on. That it's that he cannot present to me in a way that I would ever understand. That as a professional athlete, you should only be, your wife should only give birth in the off season, which
but
it,
also
is,
yeah. baseball, where yeah. if you miss 10 games, yeah. it's fine.
The season's, yeah, the season's long as fuck. The season starts in February and it ends in November. That's the fucking whole year. You can only have a kid in December and January, according to Jay Stu, which is like, what? Yeah, I can't get too caught. Oh, that is what I was going to say. I got into, I'm really working on, I don't benefit from getting in arguments with people online. And this is like part of the new.
Nobody does.
I know. This is part of the new me. But I pointed out to, there was a post. I follow like a bunch of like MLB accounts on Instagram. And somebody said, or there, it was a post about the Dodgers are playing the Rangers. The score is 1-0. The Rangers have a guy on first base. There's two outs. It's the bottom of the 9th inning.
Okay.
So the winning run is at the plate. The guy attempts a steal and is thrown out at second base. On review, he was probably safe. All I said, and then I just made the comment, and the game ends, right? Because he tried to steal second base.
Right.
The game ends, and on that play. So I just comment in, I just write in the comments. I don't know why I was struck to do, I'm not a big commenter. You know, I'll DM you. I'll throw out a DM here and there, but I'm not publicly commenting.
Yeah, I'm not a public comment.
And I said something like, I said, attempting a steal with two outs in the bottom of the 9th and the winning run at the plate is managerial malpractice, which it is.
Fair.
A base is not worth an out, especially if you only have one out left to give in the game.
You're down to your last poker
yes,
chip.
Yes, stand there and wait for the fucking guy at the plate to hit a home run or a double in which you'll score anyways. And then, and all these people started attacking me and calling me the R word. I was called the R word several times. I was like, I got all these hate comments.
Super fans of the manager?
I don't know. Never mind the fact that I'm fucking right. Like, I know better than these dummies. And I'm like,
you're down to your last poker.
Yes, it's stupid. It's stupid. Unless you can steal bases at 100% rate, it's not worth the risk of, the people are like, he needed to get into scoring position. Shut the fuck up. There's a major league hitter at the plate. You got a runner on base. Just fucking wait. Stand there. Anyway, I was compelled to respond to these people, but I realized, and I need to talk about this in therapy. That's tomorrow or that's Thursday, because I don't know why I let myself get in these situations. I was compelled to respond, and I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to do it. But what I did do is report them for bullying. So that, and then they got, and that took their comments down. But like, look, I'm not here. This is why I don't go on Twitter. I'm not here to interact with you. I'm here to say my thing. I don't want to hear your thing. Shut the fuck up.
I just didn't know what you're saying.
Yes.
All right. I need you to filibuster.
You got to piss?
My eyeballs are sweating.
Oh, you could have just done it right there. Okay. Let's talk some not sports.
Well, it's time for not sports. Not sports. Segment. On the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Not sports. Not sports. Not sports. Not sports. Not sports. I'm talking about the segment now. Non-sports,
non-sports, non-sports segment. Oh. This week in non-sports, well, this is, I was kind of saving this for next week, but the Tiger King, Joe Exotic, love is in the air again because he's gotten married in the joint. Tiger King star Joe Exotic, whose real name is Joseph Maldonado. Any relation to Candy? Announced on April 21st. Also, Candy. How do you get that nickname? That's kind of like wink. Hey, I'm Candy because you're sweet. Candy must have been sweet as fuck. Candy was a pretty big dude, though. I wouldn't have messed with Candy Maldonado. But I mean, if he got that nickname, Candy, he got that for a reason. Announced on April 21st, Ed, welcome back. I'm talking about the nuptials of Joe Exotic. Well, you didn't put this in this one, did you? I didn't even look.
No. You, yes.
Yeah. This guy, and never been more proud of someone. Meet my husband, Jorge Flores Maldonado. Oh, because he's taken his name. So Joe Exotic is the husband. I will say something about Joe Exotic.
His last name Exotic?
What? It's Maldonado. We just learned. No relation to Candy. Well,
I thought the future husband.
No, he took
Joe is Maldonado.
Yeah, that's crazy, right? He doesn't look like a Maldonado. So Joe Exotic Maldonado, he's getting married in the joint, and I gotta tell you, like in the world of the gays. Oh, look. Boy, he's really let that mullet grow out. There's a beautiful wedding picture.
I'm surprised that his husband didn't get tired of him like I did during the early days of COVID. By that last episode, I was like, oh my God, I would love to never see this dude again.
He's a lot. But look, also, like much like the Lyle and Eric. Oh, my window has swung. My blinds have swung open over there. Much like Lyle and Eric, like who this Joe Exotic Maldonado, he's in prison for saying, I don't think he actually like contracted, but he wanted a hit put out on Carol Baskin. And look, Carol Baskin is a monster. She had her husband murdered. There's credible evidence.
No, I think
she had her
found. He just hid from her.
No, he was never found. No, that's a rumor. They think he was pushed out of a plane somewhere in the Caribbean near Belize.
The best part of that was she was pointing out how evil he was, and she had another roadside zoo herself.
Same thing. Yeah, they're awful. So, like, look, it's Joe Exotic has done his time. I say we take him out. We put Carol Baskin in.
Is he out?
No, he's in. He's getting married in prison.
He's getting Menendez.
But yes, he is. He's getting or Richard Ramirez. That, like, they get married and divorced a whole bunch of times. Charles Manson, married and divorced in prison.
Yeah, like, well, by the way.
Tell me.
I'm looking at this Instagram post.
Yeah.
He looks like the husband.
Yeah.
Looks like somewhat normal looking.
Yeah. This is
Joe Exotic is looking more Joe Exotic than.
How is he able to like.
Got that Joe tattoo on his neck.
How does he get. Oh, wow. He does. You're right. How is he able to get the peroxide that do they smuggle Clorox? Into the cell block?
I assume that's like, you know, it's like cinnamon
buns. Oh, like, honey buns. Yeah. Or soups. You go, oh, I'll trade you 10 soups for a Clairol.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, yeah, and then you do it in the thing. But this Joe Exotic, he does something that is, it's my understanding. And look, I would like a gay to call in 949-464-TBLS. If you are a gay, please reach out to us. We'd like to hear from you. We'd like some, because I'm going only off my layman's understanding of this. But the greatest trophy for a gay man is what they call a turn, Ed. And that's where you take a straight man.
That's the dude in the documentary who killed himself, right?
Yeah. He had two of those. He was immediately married to some other guy who was previously straight. This Joe Exotic, all he's doing is turnings. He'll turn and young hot turnings. Like he's not
right. But if it was Channing Tatum or somebody like Chan, beautiful,
yeah,
you'd be like, I get it. I get when somebody's like, you know what? Maybe I am gay.
Yeah,
Joe Exotic. He looks like shit.
That's what I'm saying. It's a higher degree of difficulty. Joe Exotic is hideous and broke.
He can't like dress sexy. He's in prison.
He's in prison. They're wearing the same gray shirt.
Orange.
That's the skill that this man has. I would argue to you, Ed, that if this Joe Exotic gets out, he becomes a motivational speaker, much like that little tiny guy that did the penny stocks
Jordan Belfort.
Jordan Belfort, Wolf of Wall Street.
Sell me this pen.
Yes, he's out there giving, he's out there doing Zig Ziglar talks all over the world, telling people how to sell. This Joe Exotic could go on a speaking tour of turnings. Here's how to turn straights. I have cracked the code on turning straights. Look at my first husband, Travis. He was gorgeous. Then I had the other one, and now a different one. He's got a long list of turns that he's done. This man is a legend in the turning community.
He's talking about selling expired meat to zoo-goers. Like, what?
No.
Can he talk about?
No, he gives lectures.
Interesting to say.
No, he gives lectures on how to turn. That is his truth, his skill.
But you know how, like, the dude who talked about picking up women, he's like nagging them.
Yeah. Mystery.
What's his exotic talk about?
Yeah, it's, that's a good point.
I saw way too many hours
talking
to him on that Netflix documentary series, and he was boring. I was so bored by him.
I'm never going to recover from this financially.
Yeah. You know how we talk about when we were in the 80s, we were so starved for entertainment?
Yeah.
Those first few weeks in mid-March. 2020.
It was like
we were starved because people were like, oh my God, the Tiger King. If you watched it today, you'd be
horrible.
Like, why would I watch more than 20 minutes? It was horrible. It was horrible.
It was, remember that one they in his that worked for him got their hand cut off, hand bitten off, and was like still loyal to Joe fucking Exotic.
What's going on?
I know. That's he's got a band. Yeah, he's got a lot of meth. Remember, he would pick him up at the bus station, Ed. He'd be like, hold on, we're short of workers.
Goodness. Jeffrey Dahmer.
I get it.
He went to the bus station.
Same idea. Ed, what is going on in the world of things that are not, in fact, sports?
The legendary Elizabeth Hurley. Her son reacts to his mom's surprise romance with Billy Ray Cyrus after they share a PDA Easter photo. She is a...
She still looks good.
You're following her.
Yeah, she still looks good.
On Instagram. She's still got that fastball in the high 90s. Yeah. And her crazy is cranked up to 100.
Her son?
Her son, who's like subjected to a lot of stuff.
Yeah, but then occasionally there'll be a picture of them together.
And she's wearing like underwear.
Yes, that's so uncomfortable that they're in a lover's embrace. And now she's getting boloed by B.R. Cyrus?
Like, A.K. Breaky Heart himself is hitting that.
That is fucking to me. Unbelievable.
Did I send you her post from Easter?
No. I would love to see that.
I just sent it to you now. So she's looking like, you know, hot. And yeah. I don't know if this is her nephew. Just thanking God today that my nephew Miles is with us for Easter today. His wound is still oozing blood and he's alive and we're thankful. The knife man who stabbed him are roaming around London. It's just a picture of her looking hot and she's talking about her nephew.
And she's like, he's looking at the camera like, I'm about to fuck this. Yeah.
About to fuck my aunt?
Yeah. She's like basically licking his. She looks so good. Like,
she's gorgeous. She's gorgeous. And she's, that's a post talking about her. Nephew getting knifed and happy Easter, everybody.
He's eye fucking the camera. Here, hold this up.
He's like, do you guys see jealous of this?
Hold on, is there any personal information here? Guys, people that are watching this, look at this. That's her nephew.
I'm about to fuck Liz Hurley.
Yeah, what the fuck is happening here? I don't have any pictures like this with any family members. I'll just, like, that's a little odd.
That's a lot.
That is a lot. Happy Easter.
Crazy. And how does Billy Ray Cyrus talk his way into that?
That's crazy. Also, knife men? Who calls them knife men?
Well, they don't have shooters.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yes. Look, more power to them. Her son is very disturbing, though. Damien.
He's forced to, like, be in pictures or take the pictures.
Yes, yeah.
Of his hot mom. Yeah. Buddy,
I love
like, it. He's got to be in pictures that people are jacking off to.
This is, we got to ask Jay Stewart. I'm just reading the comments. And it's like Ed Rooney. It's like the meme with Ed Rooney saying, I guess that's how they do it in that family. And here's another one, a very serious response. Not a single Game of Thrones fan better be batting an eye over this because y'all were fine with Khaleesi and Jon. You know, I mean, that's got to be satirical, right? Insane. Okay, Ed, what else is going on?
Haley Joel Osment apologized for after being arrested.
Oh, for cucking Telly? He apologized for that time he cucked Telly Tupac? No? Something else? Yeah.
Public intoxication at a ski resort and possession of cocaine. He was drunk and he was trying to get on the lift and he didn't have a snowboard or skis on. He was just stumbling around. The video's pretty great.
I
guess he had to apologize for being awesome because he had like cocaine on him. He's the fattest coke guy.
Look, he knows how to party. Apparently he
got robbed by Michael Caine of that Oscar.
He did.
Makes sense. The whole movie hinged on like an 8-year-old boy and he was fucking amazing.
Yeah. He looked terrified the whole time because he was talking to a fucking dead guy. I don't want to spoil it. Ed, I know you hate spoilers.
Yeah, but this is 1999.
I don't want to spoil it, but Bruce Willis is dead the whole fucking movie, and he didn't know that, but Haley Joel Osment did, and looking back, you can
sell it. The movie doesn't work.
Yes, he sells the fuck out. He's so, and he's like 7 years old. Yeah.
But he wins for Cider House Rules. Good night, Master Bruce.
No, thanks. No, it sounds awful. I think though he did go, he had to apologize because he kind of went Mel Gibson at some point in his blackout.
I keep trying to find footage of what he said.
Yeah.
He said anti-Semitic. Did he use the K word?
No one uses that word unless you're talking about Dodgers utility player Kike Hernandez. Like it means Kike more than the other thing it ever meant. Yeah. Now,
I just, what would be the. Also, I did see in the clip, he's calling them Nazis. So it would be weird to paint them as villainous Nazis. And then I agree.
Heard
what he actually said.
I agree. I side with him. And not just because of that time he cucked Telly Tupac, which has been documented. You know, like I side with him for that as well. Haley Joel Osment is apologizing after using racial slurs against a police officer while being arrested earlier this month. The actor, 37, was arrested and booked for alleged public intoxication and possession of a controlled substance at a ski lodge in Mammoth Lakes, California on Tuesday. I might be up there in a week or so. On Tuesday, maybe I'll run into him. On Tuesday, April 8th. On Thursday, April 17th, the Mono County District Attorney's Office said in a statement he was charged with possession of cocaine and disorderly conduct, and his arraignment is scheduled for June 7th. He is now issuing an apology for the disgraceful language he used while being arrested. Quote, I'm absolutely horrified by my behavior. Had I known I used this disgraceful language in the throes of a blackout, I would have spoken up sooner, Osment says in a statement shared with People. The past few months of loss and displacement, I guess his house burned down in the Eaton fire, of loss and displacement have broken me down to a very low emotional place. Osment, who lost his home in the Altadena, California, continued, but that's no excuse for using this disgusting word. From the bottom of my heart, I apologize to everyone. This hurts. What came out of my mouth was nonsensical garbage. I've let the Jewish community down and it devastates me. I don't ask for anyone's forgiveness, but I promise to atone for my terrible mistake. Let this guy live. He's doing some yak out on the ski hill and, you know, having a few too many Coors Lights.
Indoor skis.
Yes. That is. Because you got to line up. You can't just like.
He's just standing there. Everybody's like, get out of the way. And he's like, well, it's pretty great.
Poor Haley Joel. Like, let this man live.
Yeah. An Oscar. Let him live.
Yes. And let him cuck Telly to putt. Good.
I think he was on Silicon Valley.
He was. Yes.
He was good.
He was. Yeah, he was very good. He's good in everything. Like he's been, you see him in stuff from time to time, and he's just a good ass actor. Like
apparently likes to party.
Yeah. Well, Haley Joel Osment said he was visiting Mammoth to give Sister Emily privacy.
What?
Oh, now I got to know about this, Ed. Sorry.
So his move to give someone privacy is to
get shit. He's been living with her since his house burned down. So she's probably like, yo, HJ, you're in the house every day. You're doing yayo constantly. Why don't you take it up to Mammoth for the weekend so I can get some dick? But days before Haley Joel Osment was arrested and booked for alleged disorderly conduct, blah, blah, blah. During the interview, the Blink Twice actor said he was heading to Northern California to give his sister Emily, also an actress, some privacy again after his home burned down in the wildfires. Osment appeared on the episode of Three Questions with Andy Richter. On it, he discussed his acting. Oh, yeah. So he was just bouncing up to give her a little space. It's a lot.
Blink Twice was a movie that I didn't love how they stuck the landing, but it was kind of fun for a while. It's on one of the streams.
Is that
Channing Tatum? It's like a bunch of rich people on an island.
Yes, it's got my guy Simon Rex in it. I wanted to see that.
Yeah, it's kind of good.
I think it's on Amazon.
I didn't love the ending, but like you know how some movies like the concept is cool, but like
It's hard to wrap them up.
How do you wrap it up? But yeah. Like. It was entertaining for a while.
Yeah, fair. Okay, what else?
We talked about one of the emailers talked about the penis rocket.
Yeah.
Well, when Jeff Bezos was trying to greet his fiancée, Lauren Sanchez, after the return to Earth, he face planted. He stepped in a ditch and just face planted, and everybody got to see, which was great.
It was great. It was fantastic. I mean, the whole thing is just so disgusting. Like, it's
just waste
yes,
of money,
yeah.
Send some celebrities.
Yes. Like, every time I see, I'm like, oh, Jeff Bezos is out. And so then I'm like watching it. And yeah, I'm like, he fell down. I'm like, hopefully he broke his ankle. But also, I'm looking for somebody with like long, like a mob of some sort with long, sharpened sticks to come up and impale his body with those sticks. Yeah. And it's like, every time I see Mark Zuckerberg, I'm like, he's like at the UFC. And I'm like, okay, well, where's the guys with the sticks? And I never see any guys with sharpened sticks. And that's all I want to see. Is sharpen sticks and have them push through the body. Yes, yes, the leading edge. Yes, exactly. And I never see that. But now this Lauren Sanchez, she's really looking like Stitch these days from Lilo and Stitch. She got the mouth is like just too big for everything. And she back in the days when she was on the local on Fox Sports, she was, you know, she was pretty hot. Like Tony Hernandez? No. Who's the tight end? Went to Cal? Gonzalez. Tony Gonzalez had got a piece of that for a while, and she was pretty good. Now she's gone a little too far. She looks like a cross between...
Junior's wife. What's her name?
Yes, Kimberly Guilfoyle.
She's got the Guilfoyle mouth.
Yes, she does. Yes. And she also looks a little bit like... Helena Bonham Carter when she was in the Planet of the Apes that also looked like Michael Jackson. You know, it's like kind of like that. She's in the same family. It's a tough look. I don't know. Let's all get together and just murder some billionaires, and then you know things will get better for sure.
Right, but at least hopefully there are more faith plans.
Hopefully he was injured. Hopefully he was badly injured. I hope his dick was affected. Like, I hope that fall caused it so that his dick doesn't work anymore. That's all I hope.
Staying with that spaceship.
Tell me.
People are mad at Wendy's because they made fun of Katy Perry's trip to space on the Bezos spaceship. I think they said send her back when there was a picture. And the Wendy's Twitter account got some shit for that.
Look, Wendy's is disgusting, but if they're going to rip on Katy Perry, like I would support Wendy's for that. I would go get their chili. They do a baked potato, I think, with some chili on it. I would go get that.
Square burger, but I'd have their baked potato.
Yes. I'm not eating a square burger.
Yeah, a square burger.
Square.
What are we doing?
How are you making a patty square? A fucking burger is a goddamn circle.
put it in this, like,
so much work, or they stamp them out of a machine to make. Are they still doing them square there at Wendy's?
I mean, I can honestly say,
yeah,
I haven't been to a Wendy's in close to 40 years.
Yeah, it's been that. Yeah. I remember going because there was one by my high school, and I think we used to go there sometimes for lunch because you could kind of like, they had a salad bar and you could like kind of graze at the salad bar and they wouldn't catch you. So you could kind of like sneak in there and make a little ranch blue cheese salad setup. And that's the last time I was in a Wendy's, I can guarantee. I got a buddy that swears by Wendy's. He's there all the time.
Yes, Wendy's still is known for having square hamburger buns.
Okay, anything else? We'll probably wrap it up there. There's not much else to talk about. We good to go?
There's just one left.
Huh?
What? In the music world.
Oh, tell me.
Kanye West has a new song called Cousins. And it's about his younger incarcerated cousin.
Yeah.
That Kanye said he used to suck his dick when they were kids, and then he stopped when they were 14.
That's a lot to share. And it's like, and also, like, maybe the cousin doesn't want people knowing that.
Yeah, he's in prison right now, and everybody's like, oh.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got someone else to put into the mix.
Yeah, like, maybe just, like, tell that to your therapist and not, maybe don't share that publicly.
Kanye, does he still have a team of, and like, at what point?
I know.
So, I went to a comedy show last week.
Tell me.
And Aziz Ansari was talking about how, you know, you fall out with friends.
Yeah.
And he's like, but my friend at the time, he's like, we can all have disagreements with friends. He's like, but probably you didn't have a friend that on Super Bowl Sunday was trying to sell swastika stuff. He's like, it's like I had kind of a bigger falling out than you've ever had with that.
But I mean, he's mentally ill. Like, no, and I'm not, doesn't excuse it.
I know.
You know,
but I know.
It's like, but like, you can't help him.
Anyone around him?
Yeah.
Like, is there anyone at this point?
Yeah.
Every news story is like increasingly terrible to the point where now it seems like he was raping his cousin because he was the older cousin.
Yeah. Oh, he was.
He said his younger cousin, and he stopped.
Yeah.
He stopped sucking his dick when he was 14. So like, I don't.
I mean, you're basically a man at 14. Like that is not, that is no.
Oof.
And the poor, like, the, look, the cousin's the real victim here in more ways than one, you know, like,
he's in jail, but I think he's in jail for shooting a pregnant woman. Oh.
So we don't have to feel too sorry for him.
Yeah, he's not in jail for, like, you know, he stole a loaf of bread because he's Jean Valjean. Yeah. I think.
Yes. Okay. Well, we'll leave it at that. We'll shut it down with that story. We talked about Joe Exotic, talked about Shohei Ohtani, talked about Jeff Bezos. Elizabeth Hurley has a weird relationship with her son. We'll talk about more stuff next week. For Ed Daly, my name is Brian Beckner. This has been episode number 572 of the Ball Lifestyle Podcast. We will see you next week.
LS, hell yes, the lifestyle's baller. Podcast getting bigger and not smaller. Broadcasting weekly, that's what we do. With Easy Ed Daily and a man, Jay Stu, and Brian Beck, quick to dust.
I love him. Did it.